Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Workout tans? You gotta get
taxes.
You gotta
work
get
on taxes.
Workout tans.
I had to work on my taxes.
So is it that you're working out in the sun or working out gives
it's
you tans?
None of those. I was working on my taxes.
While you were tanning?
I wasn't tan. I mean, I was also tanning, but not at
we're
the
talking about Mark's to-do list that I just saw over his shoulder. And what that means is you're listening to Pistol Shrimps Radio.
That's the intro to the show?
Uh-huh.
Welcome, everybody, to Pistol Shrimps Radio, the only podcast that's called radio.
That's right. This is Pistol Shrimps Endgame. You hear that buzzer because this is the final seasons of Pistol Shrimps Radio, except for some kind of special feature shows we may do in the future.
We're counting it down here, people. We're on pod support.
That's right. What we do is we go to these Women's Rec League basketball team games, and we don't do it in a creepy way. My wife's on one of the team, just in case you're
tuning in for the
first
time. And I've known her for a long time, too, so I'm not that creepy.
But we have been told never to come do this, and there is a restraining order.
But we are here, and we did wear disguises to get away from the LAPD.
And those disguises are full nude suits.
Yeah, I'm full nude Isaac from the Love Boat.
And I'm Rudabie Baby. Now listen, what we do is we call a play-by-play of these basketball games.
Right now, we're sitting in Pan Pacific Park in lovely Los Angeles, California. The zip code's probably 9004 something or other.
Might as well be.
Yeah, there's probably a 9 in there.
Marcus Welby.
MD.
That's right. Now,
the team we follow is called the Pistol Shrimps.
That's why it's called Pistol Shrimps Podcast. Is that what it's called?
It's called Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Now, why did we do that?
I don't really know.
Because they're playing baseball? No, they're doing their part in playing basketball.
I guess we thought this would be sort of if this were a more legitimate team that needed national coverage, you'd be listening to
like Dodger
them on
radio,
the radio.
Right? Wasn't there Dodger radio?
There probably still is. I believe they'll,
no,
but they'll
we,
say
when we started this, they had to end.
I mean, the Dodgers are playing right now. It's probably Dodger baseball on Fox Sports Radio or something like that. Anyway,
Well, the referee himself is now doing the convocation where he calls forward the two teams for prayer.
He's come
and a
down
bloodletting.
He's come down from the mountain with his sheathed staff.
Wait, he has a staff.
He's
in
gonna
a sheath.
Yeah, he's gonna like take it out of the sheath.
That's a long sheath.
He'll wave it about his head and neck.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's part of the ceremony of basketball, at least here in Southern California.
That's right. Your Pistol Shrimps starting lineup for tonight: Melissa Stettlers of Catan, Stetton,
Paisley, Stripes, Gray,
Amanda Fun Buns Lund,
Kelly K.V. Vallon,
Paisley. You already said her. Jesse the Tank Tom Timmy Thomas.
She's here too.
Listen, we also want to take a moment to recognize that Tally Levy Crouch has left the Pistol Shrimp. She's moving back east. She's getting married. We wish her the best.
TLC, you'll always be the one for me.
I love Tally. I miss Tally. I hope she'll come back and visit because she was an asset to the team, and the world's better for having had her play basketball for us.
That's right.
We'd also like to mention that Swaggy Trim Trimber, who's battling breast cancer as we speak so valiantly, is no longer on the team, but she's fighting that fight on her own, and we wish her all the best and all the love. And she's done a wonderful spread in Vogue magazine where she's cut her hair down into different shapes and sizes as she gets
ready to
handle chemotherapy, and we wish you all the best.
Swaggy Trim, we're thinking about you here, as are all of the Pistol Shrimps.
That's right.
We got one more health update, Matt.
What's that?
Maltissimus hockey.
We saw it happen last week.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
2 weeks
ago. What is
ago,
a week to you?
You're right. I'm still on island time, Jimbo.
Yeah, that's right.
Molly went up for some sort of basketball move and came down, hobbled a little bit, bouncing around on one leg. Said, "Yeah, I'm probably fine. I think she needs to get a hip replacement now or something. What is wrong? Do you know exactly what's wrong with her?"
Someone fell on their butt and kind of slid back, and their back hit her knee. And so she has a hairline fracture.
That's right, a hairline fracture in her leg.
We wish her well.
Molly will miss you too here.
Hopefully
she'll be back playing some basketball before too long.
These girls will be playing in your honor. We'll be podcasting in all your honors. And DJ Busy is on the row of benches. Is that a seat bench?
It's a seat bench. Tonight's game brought to you by Seat Bench. Put one in your garage, your backyard, your patio, your swimming pool. Seat Bench. You can sit down on them and they look like chairs.
Tonight's game not brought to you by Bench Seat. Try to fit one in. In your car, good luck.
Yeah, it won't fit unless you got one of those Plymouth Super Dusters or whatever the hell it's called.
We're about to have a tip-off tonight. The Shrimps are facing off against...
This looks to be the LA Nail Clippers, Matt.
You're right. The ball is popped, and it goes into Clipper possession.
Clippers passing the ball around. We've got a late entrant here, Matt. Look who's over at the bench seats, or the seat benches, or whatever you want to say.
Oh, it's everyone's favorite boogie, Han the Boogie.
Ingrid Walla kind of taking some exercise laps here. Maybe she's got to go grab some water out in the lobby. I don't know what it is.
Could be. Hard to say.
Points on the board for the Nail Clippers. It's 2-0 in favor of the LA Nail Clippers.
That's right. Look at this. Jessie, the Tank Engine Thomas, she's got a Rambo headband on, which, you know, she wants to play business. Mark, I tell you, I want to apologize to you, the listeners, to God and Jesus below. I am so tired. I'm so busy and so exhausted. So if I know my performance in this podcast already is lacking, wait till you hear tonight.
Oh, buddy, I can't wait for it. I got into Los Angeles last night around, I don't know what time it was, and then I slept till like noon today because I'm so messed up from traveling around.
That's right. Aloha. Mark's back from Hawaii.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Jet-lagged and waterlogged.
That's You should see my suitcase.
So bad, sometimes I can't sit down.
We got subbing in. Here comes Ingrid Walla, number 21 for the Pistol Shrimps.
Amanda Funbuns Lund takes the seat. We've also got Randall Tex Cobb here.
That's right.
Kristen. Oh, intercepted again by the Clippers. There's 4 points on the board. Who got those points?
Those are Clipper points, Matt.
The Clipper points,
Jessie,
I don't recognize.
Jessie Thomas steals the ball.
That's right. Oh, she's just kind of having her way back down the field.
No
I like
one
it.
Can bother her.
No one can.
They try to. They can't do it.
Thomas to Stetton. Stetton into Mabug. That's out, going the Pistol Shrimps' way.
So we will inbound pass here. Paisley Gray right there in the corner.
That's right.
She'll inbound to KV Vallon. Ball's off of her. Wait. Oh,
I'm gonna sneeze.
I want to be sure we got that clear.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Do you want some room noise?
Yeah, if we could get that, just some general room tone.
You bet.
You want to unplug that refrigerator real quick?
Ooh, long shot ball. Ain't going to go in. This is Pistol Shrimps Basketball. I'm Matt Gourley.
And I'm Mark McConville, your only hosts for this show, unless one of us is in Hawaii, in which case Skippy does it.
That's right. We like to say a big thanks to Skippy, Skip, Jimmy Blades, Jim, J-Y-M-M-Y, James Bladen. Sitting in last week.
I listened back to that thing. Real entertaining and fun. Great way to spend in 1 hour of a long flight. But let me ask you this question. What happened with that Skip character?
Who was
Just in general on that show. Who was it? Which show is it? Family Ties?
Yeah, Family Ties. Skippy Handelman?
And then who is he to the family?
He's the neighbor.
I never watched it.
But he liked Mallory.
So did they get it on?
No, he was too nerdy. Mallory had another boyfriend called Nick who was like a Rambo teen.
Speaking of Rambo teens, there goes Jessie Thomas passing to Ingrid Walla. She puts it up, no good. Rebound, Paisley Gray. She puts it up, no good.
Rambo teens airing on the CW this fall. What happens when a couple of high schoolers get together and invade Burma and try to get out some POWs? Rambo teens.
Sylvester Stallone Jr. stars. Oh, Jessie Thomas with a fast break.
Richard Crenna Jr.
Layup's no good. Boy, she, number 42 on the Clippers, caught right up to Jessie Thomas there, running full speed ahead.
Followed by Command Daughters, which is the Daughters of the Revolution, moved forward into their working with, Schwarzenegger's name in that?
Who knows?
In that. Stephen Bridle joins us here. He's going to do a little courtside sketching, which means it's always a treat.
Followed, of course, Command Daughters is followed, of course, by Predator Preemies.
Predator Preemies, hello there. We looks we've got a visitor here.
Hello there.
Oh, oh no! Look Halloween JoJo Cuckooks. Thank you.
Thank
What's
you.
Your name?
Mike.
Mike, nice to meet you. We've met. Yeah, that's right.
Thrilling Adventure. Okay. Our fan Mike has brought us some Halloween JoJo cookies.
Oh, how nice of you. Thank you. It's your birthday?
It's your birthday?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
your
Mike.
Birthday? Mike, happy birthday. Wow, what a nice thing for you to come down here on your birthday.
There it is.
That's true. Well, it was a wise choice then. Yeah.
Well, enjoy the rest of the game, Mike. We'll chat with you afterwards. But right now, it's back to Pistol Shrimp's action. Somebody in the Shrimp scored. It's 4-2.
422. 422.
There's 422 points. You just have to find them all.
Desmond 422.
His middle name's four. Behind the back pass there from Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas pops it up. Headband in full effect. Rebound the Clippers. Clippers, popped down by Stetton. Smacks it down. Ooh, more points for these their nail Clippers and not these
not
our Shrimps.
No, they are not ours.
I wish
God bless them, though. You know what I mean?
Well, Mark, did you have a nice time in Hawaii?
Yeah, the highlights included a whole lot of ahi tuna, just eating raw fish left and right.
Were you, in fact, sitting in Hawaii sucking on papaya?
Oh, that's right. You guys, I don't think I had a single molecule of papaya.
Well, there's where you went wrong. That's the buzzer, and it means something
happened. This could be free throws here, Matt.
Ooh,
it sure is.
Oh, it's time for what we like to call free throw scripture here.
Jezebel came down from Hellion's Mountain, and what he had with him, you wouldn't even believe it. He had a Sony PlayStation 2.
He was wearing a blazer made of fig blossoms and titter tape. And he didn't want to realize that the Jesus devil himself had come down in a biscuit cookie and flown in like a magic carpet ride sung by Steppenwolf.
Every woman in the village wanted to be pregnant by him.
And in fact, they were. And 8 months later, a bunch of premature babies were born.
7-2 in favor of the Nail Clippers. One of those two free throws was good. Here comes Thomas. She's approaching the basket.
Here comes Thomas. And trouble. Back to Thomas. Thomas pops it up. It's slapped. Boogie gets the ball. Boogie back to Stetton. Stetton back to Boogie. Boogie pops it up, and that's not going to happen.
So close.
Not
going to
happen.
It's
a scrum.
Yeah, it really is down on the floor.
Oh, Paisley just grabbed it from behind. I love it. You're watching Pistol Shrimps basketball through hearing it.
I bet we paint a pretty vivid word picture, don't we?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of pink, gray, brown wood floor, white walls. Yeah. If you need colors.
Sort of a square tile pattern on the wall there.
Yeah. Oh, Thomas with a big three-pointer. Ain't going to happen.
Ball
goes
out
on the Clippers.
That's
dime.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gray will inbound again here. Nice pass
great
to Stetton.
Oh,
yeah, I like
it,
Matt.
Together.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it is great.
That's synchronicity.
Synchronicity.
I don't know how that song goes.
Synchronicity.
You know those songs you heard a million times? And it's like, I know it. I've heard it a million times.
Yeah, those are
couldn't
most songs.
Sing you a word of it.
Yeah.
Other than Synchronicity, the title.
There's one that I can never remember how it goes. How's it go? Well, I'm on the Downeaster, Alexa.
Matt, I feel like I've just been bill rolled.
You have.
Speaking of roll, Jesse Thomas with a nice finger roll.
You've been Rick Joeled.
She just put it up. And she's going to shoot a free throw.
Oh,
Matt, take
you know
it away.
Means every brambleberry in the Bush District had gone dry and every berry had bled some sort of juice.
Tito the Wanderer had come down to trade pelts and other sundries.
Because Christopher Eccleston, 7'10", tells us that the sun itself will dry up its ray beams and give Ray-Bans to anybody who will come down to Peter's Dick Night this Saturday night at Sausage Steve's.
It also turns out that Echo and the Bunny Men were lying. They were a bunch of bunny women.
And also, put them in a canyon and see if they'll reverberate. They don't. They're liars.
Fast break here. Oh, not so fast break here by the Clippers. Boy, this pandemonium
Man,
out here.
It is a soccer game. This I can tell you.
Who margarined the floor here at Pan Pacific
Park?
Oh,
I did.
There. Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
They are slipping all over that stuff. three or four players went down to the floor there, Matt.
Yeah.
Let the bodies hit the floor by that band.
Fun Buns Lund tagging out KV Vallon. That means we've got some fresh blood on the field.
Fresh blood, starring Sylvester Stallone Jr.
And Hank Williams, the Zero, who was named that before Hank Williams Sr., but no one told anyone about it.
And Madeline Kahn Artist.
I'm Peter Coyote, Ugly Kid Joey, Lawrence Kasdan is with the stars.
Block
almost
shot.
2 points for these are shrimps. It's 7-5 with 10:35 left on the Tukey Tukey. I had a big burrito to eat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Jesse, she's boiling over.
That's right.
Let's see. We're going to have an inbound pass here from... Oh, Jesse deftly bounced the ball off of a Nail Clipper player, so now she's got it back. And we're going to get a foul here on somebody.
The big question is, does it mean a free throw scripture? It doesn't.
No,
it's
it does
not. It's an inbound pass. Then that does not qualify.
You could probably just do an inbound scripture.
No, we can't. We can't. We can't do it. We can't break the rules. Inbound to Thomas. Thomas, ooh, getting pushed out. I think Thomas getting a little frustrated there, and maybe rightfully so.
Looks like 77 will inbound, and you're going to see the wrath of Thomas right here.
Why? We got a lot of buzzers tonight.
Subbing
in out.
Here. Who's subbing in?
Kristen.
Amanda's getting yelled at. Matt, how do you feel about that?
I will fight. I'm not going to fight anyone. I don't like fighting. But
yeah, why would you? Amanda with a steal. Ooh, so close. Looked like it. Didn't happen. All right, so now what's happening? Very heated tonight, Matt.
Yeah.
This is not in the aloha spirit that I've grown accustomed to in the last week.
Mark, I've been in two fights in my life that weren't with my sister when we were kids.
How many of those did you get into?
Countless. She was older, just so it's clear, and she was picking the fights.
Yeah, okay.
And I still got a beef. But listen, me and Eric Bilsma got in a little tussle on the schoolyard, and someone did that thing where they get on all fours behind him, and I pushed him over it.
Oh, no.
And this is all credit to Eric Bilsma. We got taken to the principal's office, and we're sitting on the bench about to go in, and he goes, "We don't really need to do this, do we? Like, we can work through this, can't we?"
Like, he didn't want to go to the big house.
A light went off in my head, like, what? Of course we could be friendly and cordial. What a brilliant idea. And we went in, and we both told the principal, like, we worked it out. We're not mad at each other. We're sorry.
We were playing around.
And I shouldn't have done that. And he was like, great. And I owe that to Eric Bilsma. Boy, you get a lot farther with honey than you do with bees. Now, the other one was... this bully in this neighborhood stopped me and Mike Cole on our way to his house with a box full of G.I. Joes. And this was last week.
How many do you think there were in there?
Probably over 100.
You think Riptide was in there?
I know for a fact he was.
Storm Shadow?
You guy had multiple shadows.
Probably had a Snake Eyes or two in there.
You better believe
it. Did you have Snake Eyes as dog?
Yeah,
didn't he have
Timber.
A wolf? Was it a wolf or was it
was
just
a
gray dog?
No, it was a wolf, and don't forget it.
That guy trained a wolf to follow him around.
Yeah.
Did you
anyway,
have Shipwreck in there?
Yeah, of course I did.
Who didn't you have in there?
There isn't one at the time.
Do you have any bats in there?
Yeah, I had bats. They had those little hologram faces. Anyway, this bully made me fight his younger brother. He said, if you don't fight him, I'm going to fight you.
What kind of psychological
isn't that gross?
Torture is that?
Yeah. So The little brother, who clearly did not want to fight but was trying to look good in front of his older brother, started pushing me. And so I pinned him down and I went, are we done? Both times, crisis was averted through peace and negotiation.
Now, I don't think I've ever been in an actual fight, but I did have one kid follow me home from school the whole walk home, which is about almost a mile.
Michael Myers?
No, ooh. Jesse Ellefson.
Jesse Ellefson?
And he was sort of
screw that guy
pushing on my backpack, trying to get me to
turn. I'll fight him.
But I walked all the way home. I just never turned around.
That's very you, and I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah,
you know
I just
mean?
Was like, I'm not going to engage with this kid. Yeah. I don't want to fight him.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah,
good for you.
It really neutralized the situation for a mile.
That was a long mile.
The longest mile
of
starring.
Pappy Doe Davy.
Tick, the Wonder Slim.
Pappy O Mama. Whoa, it's okay. Oh, man. I don't know. I think these nail clippers are a little in it to win it at all costs. You know what I'm saying? And besides, they're ahead. It's still 7-5 with 6 minutes left on the clock.
Is Josh Dean down here? Because they are chucking bows.
Yeah, chucking bows. Is Josh Duhamel down here? Because I think I'm watching Transformers 1, 2, 3, not 4 or 5.
Which one is he in?
I think he's in 1. I know he's in 1 and 3.
Long
but
shot from Thomas off the back of the rim. Long rebound goes into the Clippers' hands.
Oh, right. I don't like the energy here.
There's some bad vibes.
You know what it feels like? It feels like that bully and his little brother.
Yeah, and you just want to pin him down and be like, "Hey, yeah, knock it off."
But now I look back at that bully and I went, "I bet his dad did this to him."
Yeah, you're probably right.
We could all be Eric Bilsmas and be a lot better in this world.
Everybody, take a slice out of the Eric Bilsma pie.
Eric Bilsma was the Gandhi of Granada Middle High. What? Junior high. Middle high school.
Well, Matt, we have some emails since this is a timeout. Okay. And there's one in particular.
Also, our vice principal, Ms. Schubert, had a bumper sticker that said, "I love myself." And she drove a little red Fiero.
Our principal of our middle school and junior high drove a Porsche, and I remember being like, "Oh man, you got to be a high school principal."
Oh yeah,
because that's
you're
where the money
one
is.
The minute you are hired.
This is from Pox Holiday. It's a follow up from an earlier episode. Matt and Mark, thank you very much for this opportunity. This is the guy that lives in like rural Carolina.
This is our grad student intern.
Yeah. From across the continent. Mm-hmm. I've already started the PlayStation GoFundMe for Mark, and I'm currently researching Generations of Zoids so Matt will get the proper air he wants.
I want first generation classic Zoids, none of that reboot shit.
He won't be able to make it to the game because he still lives in North Carolina, but he can be reached during the game. And he gave us his phone number. That's an unpaid intern, Pox Holiday. Now, I feel bad because he really did start a GoFundMe page to get me a PlayStation and Red Dead Redemption 2. That's not necessary.
No. I'll take it.
What?
No.
Do you have a PlayStation? You had a PlayStation 3.
I had three, but I didn't re-up.
Yeah. I don't need to re-up. Look at this. Amanda getting some love. She's wearing some Wilco socks there, man.
That's right.
I recognize those socks.
I brought
socks.
Those back from Solid Sound.
The next Solid Sound's coming up.
That's right. Oh, that ball almost hit us. Almost puts three in.
That looked real good.
That's right.
Those tickets go on sale pretty quick for Solid Sound. I don't think we're going to be there, but hell, man, if you're on the East Coast, go ahead. And you like Wilco, go see that.
If you are on the East Coast in November, we'll be there for Super Ego Forgotten Classics and Spontaneation for 3 nights only.
Tickets are available for that Forgotten Classics. We're going to try to improvise Death on the Nile by Agatha Christie, a book none of us have read or know anything about.
And God damn it, who cares? Also, a UCB Sunset on November 8th in Voorhees We Trust, live for our 13th show of the season. Come on down. 8:30 p.m.
You're not doing it at 8:13 p.m.?
We should.
Yeah. It's 7-5 in favor of the Nail Clippers. There haven't been any scores, but there has been a foul. So, ladies and gentlemen, free throw scriptures.
And no one thought there were chaps in Bible time until Cowboy Steve, the Bushy Beav, came running down the river on a walk water weekend. He wasn't the only Jesus could skip the salts.
He'd been chased by a tribe from the northern lands who grew beards along their chests and up around their backsides. They kind of had sort of a long bathing suit thing going on.
And all the townspeople and townsmen and dogs wondered, how can a man have three lips on his face, but somehow it worked.
And that was the legend of Cowboy Steve and the Bushy Beav. 9-5 in favor of the Nail Clippers.
By the way, Steven, it's Bilsma spelled B-Y-L-S-M-A, I think.
What a name on that guy, Bilsma.
Eric Bilsma.
Pass over to Lund. Yeah. Lund has got the ball. She's going to pass inside to Thomas.
I can't believe I haven't used Bilsma as a superego name.
Yeah, well, there's still time, isn't there?
I hope Eric Bilsma's doing well. I haven't seen him since, but nice fella.
Yeah, I hope Jesse Ellison's doing well, too, because I don't wish ill on any of these MFers.
Me either. No, and Bilsma, if you're out there listening, this one goes out to you, friend.
Matt, we got another timeout, so here's another email. This is from Chris Wilson. Shrimpers, my name's Chris. I've been a big fan of your work for a few seasons. Before the season closes, I have a dire question I need answered by one Matt Gourley. A few years ago, a man you may know, Mal Bachman, was on a show curated Ion Theater with Don DeMillo.
Sure.
Around 24 minutes in, after talking about the play Equus, he makes reference to an actor costumed with steel-hooved claws like a Greek Katherni. Yeah. As a fan of the classics, I immediately began trying to find out what in the hell is a Greek Katherni. Then I conscripted my good friend Ed, who studied the classics in college, and he too was mystified. Years of research with no answers.
This now, is like the, my pursuit for that platoon thing.
So now he doesn't. What? It, what are you talking?
Katherni were like platform level boots that Greek actors would wear to look larger in the amphitheater.
So they're wearing boots.
Well, the,
it's not a creature.
No, but in Equus they were wearing steel like horse hooves that were almost like mini stilts that are kind of like Katherni.
But what's a Katherni?
It's the Greek boot that makes you taller.
Oh, so like if ancient Greece had a band that wore makeup, they'd wear Katherni.
Yes, because and also all Greek actors wore masks.
I wish I knew the Greek word for kiss.
Sporko.
It's me, Sporko. I love
besse,
you.
Besse, boceme.
Anyway, we're both fans of shrimp, so we're terrified that our door to communicating with you is quickly closing. So yeah, I hope that answers the question.
It does, and I'm a big fan of people tracking down weird things like that because I had to do that once because this is a little indelicate, but there's a line in Platoon where Keen goes, let me just let the referee move so I don't get kicked out.
I can do mine because it's family friendly.
Yeah,
I feel like at the end of Captain Kangaroo there was this short live action sequence where this girl dropped a fork and a knife and a spoon down a subway entrance.
Yeah,
and she went down there and it was sort of like this mixed up Alice in Wonderland-y kind of thing, and she had to find the knife and the spoon and the fork before she could go home.
Naturally.
And it was an ongoing sort of cheapo fantasy sequence thing. I know I watched it. Oh, boy. Ingrid Walla just took a bolt to the head, and so did 33.
Harsh, these Clippers. Maybe they need to tone it back.
Very hard.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get a free throw here, but she ought to get a free sedan.
I know.
Might be a lawsuit at the end of the game.
She knows she's got a bit of a guilty look on her face, that Clipper.
We're going to have to dial 0000 accidentes.
Accidentes. And Bible belts were sold at the Belt Factory Fair, for they were having 3 belt Sundays, and I guarantee it.
They only had 3 sizes, 32, 34, and 60 for real skinny Dean.
That's right, and if you needed anything bigger, why not belt a couple of them together, Marjorie? Do I have to think of everything? I'm the village thinker.
First free throw's good. Second free throw's no good. 11-6.
1:31 left on the clock.
Now we got to foul Melissa Stetton for no reason.
Anyway, my story, I don't need to go into it.
You do.
You can listen to the episode of I Was There Too with Dale Dye from Platoon, because I think I've told it on a couple podcasts.
Did you get the answer?
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's good. Listen to that. Yeah, then we don't have to get into it here on this very family fucking friendly podcast.
Mark, please.
What?
Never say the word family.
The attitude is poor, says referee Starch and Zerwin.
He's right. For once, I agree with a fucking blind-ass zebra.
I've never seen this ref before either.
I haven't either. Maybe he's like a life coach.
I hope he is.
Yeah.
Okay, see, someone's getting booted from the game here.
Yeah.
Walla just got knocked over again. She's got a sub out.
Check yourself, Clippers!
Harassment from Pistol Shrimps Radio right over here. You know it really is tense in here, though.
Think
you
on your
it.
Sins.
Well, there's 25 seconds left in the half.
You're going to hell!
Thomas has the ball, and she's just going to wait to get fouled.
How do you sleep?
I feel like everyone's going to get a talking to here on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Us.
Could be. Holy smokes.
Man. Yeah. Oh, it's time for free throw scripts.
I got it for you.
You got it.
Elastra, the village woman, was alone in her femininity, for all men had come down, and now Amanda's
what
here.
What are you doing, Marty?
It's halftime.
Can you sense that there's a unique energy out there?
Yes.
I'm talking about it. What's their deal? But I feel like it's them.
I know. Those girls are doing the chicken dance out there. They're all elbows.
Now we're talking.
Dunk, 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 dunk.
Oh, Marty, you be careful out there.
Be careful.
Thank you. I'm reserving my energy.
It's halftime here at Pan Pacific Park. Your score at halftime is 11 for the Clippers, 6 for the Pistol Shrimps, 3 for violence.
That's right. Always give one to violence for whose god this is.
Come, look, look, come, see here, see here.
Bandit. We got more emails, Matt. Oh, we have some mail. Why don't we open some stuff?
Hey, I got a text from Amanda's sister, Sarah, you know, who was a background extra on Deadwood and then got a part on Deadwood.
Oh, yeah.
She's been called.
Oh.
She's going to be in the Gem Saloon, and it's like a high-class place now.
Oh, this is a halftime Deadwood update.
It's an exclusive.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That might be... people might consider that a spoiler.
Should I take that out because I don't... Well,
look at what time it is on
there. Name is Jillian
Haberdib.
And yeah, don't. If anybody's ever to put that anywhere online, first of all, don't. But if you do, don't say where, because I don't want to get her in trouble. You know.
I hear you, Matt. Well, now are we going to edit this out?
I can do it, but don't anyone else.
Yeah. This is from David Spaulding in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Look at the sides of this box, though, Matt. He put some Pistol Shrimps logos on the side of the box just so we were sure to get it. You got a little note in there? I'll get that out and read it while you're doing the tearing.
Do you think these are Zoids?
They might be.
So bad I can't sit down?
This is like printed in it. Okay. My boogies, happy life day. Thanks for hours and hours of entertainment on my life and laughs on my favorite podcasts. Sorry I didn't send any sour kids, but hopefully these trinkets will do instead. Signed, David. P.S. Matt, don't get this one caught in your hair. P.P.S. Do you think Kubich...
it's a stomper.
Do you think Kubich knows the Pete Ellis Dodge jingle?
Fast on exit. Land beats fry while fast on exit. Salt catch.
Good job.
Oh my God.
P.P.P.S. Make sure this pod. Please make this podcast for 23 more seasons. Look, well, that's nice,
it's
David.
It's a stomper. This is what I'm talking
about. Matt, in a big country, dreams stay with you.
I'm not expecting to grow flowers in the desert. But I can live and breathe and play. Oh,
four-wheel drive. Look at that.
Oh, yeah? Look at this. This is... David, God bless you. David just sent me a Minnesota Vikings Adrian Peterson gnome that looks nothing like Adrian Peterson. Don't get it caught in your hair. What are you doing?
Look how the headlights light up.
You put it right on your head.
You know what? I wanted to see if it was still a threat.
Sure it is.
But look, it's weird because I haven't seen one of these since I was a kid.
And you knew exactly what to do.
Well, of course I did, but I remember them as bigger. But of course they're not because I'm
bigger.
You
were smaller. Yeah.
Look at that. And you can go backwards and forwards. Oh, no, it has high and low.
High and low.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, for terrain.
But well, watch it go over that pen.
Let's see, go over that pen. Oh, it almost made it, but it's caught up on the wire.
I think
here.
The batteries are a little low.
Matt, that's tremendous.
Well, go
David, thank you so much, and we're back. It's second half action has begun. David, that's so nice of you. Thank you for that.
Pistol Shrimps wrapping paper, no
look
less.
Look at that, yeah. I'm going to keep that. If you want to mail something to the show, it's Mark McConville, P.O. Box 41284, Los Angeles, California, 90041. Again, Mark McConville, P.O. Box 41284, Los Angeles, California, 90041. Back to the action.
Gray back to Lund. Lund back to Valen. Valen thinks better of it. Puts it back to Jesse, the tank engine, Thomas Edison.
Now, folks, I'm just going to give you a little injury update here. I do not see Ingrid Walla anywhere in the gymnasium.
Oh, no.
It seems to me she's been
You're right.
She had her bell rung a little bit there at the end of the game and needed to sort of take a minute.
You raise a special kind of dander of my ire when you hurt Mama Boogie.
Nobody should be getting hurt in this
game. First of all, she's just a good person, full stop. Second of all, check yourself, Clippers, before you wreck yourself, Shippers.
Oh, Jesse's getting that special kind of pissed off right now, too.
Yeah.
She just got called for...
They don't want to awaken Jesse, you know?
She just got called for traveling, and that was not right.
No.
Ball's out of bounds. It's off of a pistol shrimp, so the LA Nail Clippers will retain possession down at our end of the gym. The end where it all started, folks.
It's funny how this ref we've never seen before comes in and gives everybody a morality lesson. I mean, it seems appropriate.
But he's kind of looking at us like, who the hell are these guys and what's
right.
this about?
Well, we outrank him. We've been here. We got seniority at this point. We've been here longer than any of these refs.
Let's see if Adrian Peterson enjoys the game.
Yeah. I'm going to turn the stomper on and just let it roll out under the court.
Why don't you put your stomper right here?
Okay. They're the same color. They're both purple and yellow. Is that a Lakers stump? Wait. No, that has that artwork of that, like...
This is a this is... Oh, that's like a Keith Haring stomper. Right before he kicked the bucket, he got in a stomper game.
Hey, Clippers. Jesus.
Chill out.
What is going on with these girls?
Come on.
77 is like, what happened to the spirit of 77?
It was like, never a thing, I don't think.
Well, yeah, it was. Star Wars came out. I was 4 years old.
I was born.
There you go. That's even better than me being four.
Okay, everybody take a breath for Christ's sake.
Including me and Christ for your own sake.
Paisley Gray with a nice rebound. Jesse Thomas with a rebound. She'll step back, shoot, it's in.
Yeah. Hey, do you think if Jesus ever pissed people off, they'd go like, oh, for your sake?
I hope so.
Yeah. I once went to a hell house and we had to walk through the end, the awkward end where a guy dressed as Jesus who was bald kept saying, bless you, as every one person went by. And at the end, he said, God bless you. And I said, you bless you.
All right, we've got an injury report. Ingrid Hanma Boogiewala is returning to the bench. She has a bottle of water. Coach is checking in on her. It's all smiles over on the bench, but out on the court, it's all grimaces.
That's right. Rebound
and hamburglers.
Oh, yeah. Robble, robble. Remember the Fry Guys?
I remember the Fry Guys. There's the Shake. The Happy Meal Kids.
There was Mayor McCheese.
Yep. There was Governor McGunch.
There was Comptroller Fish Burger. There was Court Reporter McRib.
Yeah. I also remember Apple Pie Annie.
Yeah, that's right. Soft Serve Steve the Bushy River Beef.
Okay, that's from biblical times, so you know that
I know,
it's okay.
That's where, that's how long McDonald's been around.
Nice running layup there from Jesse Thomas. Rims out, though. Doesn't go in. It doesn't count. It's 11-10 in a very tense, very heated game here at Pan Pacific Park. Passing from the Clippers. They'll shoot, no good. Rebound, 13 for the Clippers. She is a fierce basketball player. That looked like one hell of a travel. Just saying it loud enough for the refs to hear it.
It's time for one hell of a travel. Bing Crosby and Road Jim all go on a solo journey down to Rio Bravo.
Say, pal, that's a lot of luggage you're carrying with you.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Jesse Thomas runs, shoots, no good. Rebound Clippers. Clippers have the ball. They're headed our way.
15:30 left on the clock. It's 11-10. When have the Shrimps come back?
Yeah, they are coming back, but 12 just said no thanks, or 24, whatever her goddamn number is.
Was that a three-point throw?
It was a two-pointer, so it's 13-10.
Bathe in a river for all I care, these Clippers.
What's the river made out of?
Water salts.
99, Jesse Thomas. Smooth as silk, running through Clippers. We got a foul on 77. We got our subs coming in. Here comes Tex Cobb and Hanma Boogie for Lund
together again.
And Stetton. We're going to have some free throws right here, Matt. No, we're not. It's an inbound pass. Don't get too excited.
Inbound bow line.
Big shot here. Oh, I thought
in
she was taking
line,
it. Thomas
line.
With a shot. No good.
Ha, ha, ha. Ah, can't wait to see Halloween on Friday, Mark. How about you?
There's that bean burrito coming in.
Yeah.
Me? I'm not seeing that. I don't like scary movies.
Well, all right.
24 just hit a three-pointer.
Come on.
That's a heartbreaker right there.
Yeah. 16-10.
Yeah.
The year of our Lord.
Still a lot of time left.
That's right. There. 14 minutes still left for these our shrimps to make up the difference.
Got a foul on 33. Thomas will...
Oh, it's time for some free throw scripts.
Nope. We really want it, don't we?
That's all I live for. Let's lean
all the way on that thing.
Yeah. Oh, we got a big dead horse in our yard.
What happened?
Well, we bought a big full-size skeleton horse for Halloween.
Thomas responds with a beautiful three-pointer.
Now we're talking.
13:49 on the clock. 16-13 in favor of the Nail Clippers. Shrimps are a three-pointer away from a tie.
Mark, you know me not to ever extol the virtues of Home Depot, right?
You hate Home Depot so bad sometimes you can't sit down sometimes.
Oh, another three-pointers for the Clippers. I ordered this full-size skeleton horse last night. It showed up this morning.
Wow, they want to get rid of that.
That's like a ghost rider.
Ooh, Thomas with another three-point attempt. No good. Rebound 13 of the Clippers. 19-13 in favor of the Nail Clippers.
Ball out on the Boogs.
Referee Eduardo Sandoval retrieving the ball. Past the 24 in the corner. She's going to shoot. It's in.
I'm sorry, but that girl is a three-point machine.
She is making baskets. She's not being bothered.
She's making baskets and not even taking names because she's too busy making baskets. It's 22-13. That lead has virtually evaporated. Let's see if we can get it back here at Pan Pacific Park on this, the night of whenever it is.
Shot away from... Randall Tex Cobb is no good. Rebound by 13 of the Clippers. She'll come down, slow down the game a little bit. She'll drive inside. Pass out to 24. They left her alone again.
Oh my God. She made
them pay.
What is going on here? Busy's gotta fix this shit?
Busy's got to call a timeout here. You got to put two players on 24 at all times. She has to be guarded. That's really what's happening.
Yeah, you're not wrong, Mark.
Thomas.
If I know basketball... It's getting edgy down there, everybody.
I don't know about this.
Oh, there's a bit of a roll around.
We're not really sure. The refs are looking at each other like, should we?
Yeah.
We'll just let them fight for a while.
He just gave me a look like, what do we do?
Oh, boy. Yikes.
I'm a referee, but I don't want to make these calls.
Shots good.
Oh, my God. What is happening
here? The Clippers are suddenly scoring at will. It's like a barrel fell down scoreboard waterfall.
It's like they were hustling up to this point.
Maybe they just
Wallered everyone in, or what's his name?
Is he a jazz pianist?
Yeah, who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Minnesota Fats. Well, it's a timeout here. 27-13, 11 minutes, 30 seconds on the clock.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking of Minneapolis Thins.
You ever tried those?
I'm about to.
They're good with cheese.
Mm.
All right, this is from someone. Speaking of Minneapolis, this is from Baumgartner. In Hollandale, Minnesota. So we'll find out what's in this package while Matt opens up some delicious Halloween sugar. Halloween's coming, Matt. You got a Halloween costume, or are you too old for that business?
I'm not too old, but I am so busy.
It's probably not going to happen
this
for
one.
You.
No, I said, like, Amanda, I'll just do whatever you want. Let me know.
Oh,
so I'm probably going to end up being like,
it's going to be good.
Like Prince Eric from Little Mermaid or something.
I hope you are. All right, this is from Caleb. What up, my bugs? I just discovered Pistol Shrimps Radio in May of this year.
Imagine my
dreadful disappointment and heartbreak at hearing that this is the final season. I wanted to send you guys a small token of appreciation for what you do in this podcast, so I cooked up a few Pistol Shrimps Radio wood burns.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not the greatest, but it's from the heart. I do hope you get together.
They are the greatest.
I do hope you get together here and there for one-off events like you did for the Spelling Bee over the summer, and I'll definitely be keeping tabs on your other projects as well. Thanks for making my life. Thanks for making my days a little easier with every podcast release. That's from Caleb.
That's nice, Caleb.
Get a load of these guys. Well, Woodburns. Look at these guys.
Those are plenty good.
End of an era.
Oh, I love them.
We're going to have to put a picture of that up, too. Look, it's got little hangers. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I'm going to use your
stomper to just hold it up.
Never use a stomper for anything other than it's intended, and that is a haircut.
Getting your hair get caught it. Okay, the scorekeeper now is talking to DJ Busy. They're making dinner plans for later. They're probably going to go to John and Vinny's Pizzeria on Fairfax. For overpriced pizza and a salad as wet as a West Texas tornado, head to John and Vinny's Pizzeria.
It's Vinny actually, died last week.
It's pretty good.
And she was the shitty cook.
She was such a shitty cook, she's a him.
That scorekeeper is Howard the ref.
Oh, yeah.
Or Oscar Howard, what's his name?
You know what I'm doing right now? Eating one of these cookies. Oh, yeah, that's a...
Me too.
Oh, boy. Hamabuki goes down again.
Oh, don't let this three-point lady have it.
I don't think they're going to.
The Clippers are good. They don't need to be mean, you know?
I agree with you. Well, they scored again. They scored again. God damn it.
Bullshit!
29-13. No look pass over to Ingrid Walla. She's fouled on the shot. I like that the Clippers will foul and then put their hands up like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, it's got a lot. It's like the Trump school of basketball, which he did start for a while there and he got sued.
Yeah, you've been down to the horse face campus? Jesus Christ, that guy.
Who?
Donald J. Trump.
He's great.
Shots from Boogie.
And Caleb the Woodburner gave himself a fire mustache, and it burned it in and left it there for years, and he never had to shave because he always had one.
Because he was friends with Keith Haring, the truck artist, who drew bodies on trucks and drove them around the village for all to see.
And William the repairman, and Sergeant Slaughter all were G.I. Joes. They should have done a third, right? They never did. They only did the two athletes. Yeah, who would the third have been? Brian Bosworth?
They should have done like Wayne Gretzky.
No, it had like to be someone who was also like a potential action beef, you know, like Brian Bosworth.
Oh, you mean like a guy that was going to... Lyle Elzado.
Yeah.
Might be your...
John Matuszak.
That's too obvious, though.
I think Brian Bosworth, no?
They should have done a... Well, it's the right era. Yeah. But I'm saying they should have done like a... Well, Michael Jordan maybe would be the...
Yeah, Spuds McKenzie.
Alex from Stroh's.
What?
I only know this because of Funky Cold Medina, the Tone Loc hit.
They should have done Mary Lou Retton.
Hold on a second. they should have done Mary Lou Retton. That would have been good.
She would have rode a pommel horse.
Spuds McKenzie is obviously the number one light beer dog of all time.
Yeah.
Was he Bud Light, something like that?
Yeah.
But very briefly, Stroh's beer decided, oh, we'll have a dog too, and his name will be Alex. And then Tone Loc put it in a song.
Oh, really? Yeah. Immortalized it?
He'd be talking about a party. He's like, everyone was there, man. Spuds McKenzie, Alex from Stroh's.
That's so specific. We got a timeout here on the two toots.
Looks like all is lost here for the Pistol Shrimps. It's 29-15.
Well, there's still 8:35.
Maybe something would have to really change in this game.
Well, maybe it'd be their conscience. My God.
I got orange gack in my teeth. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
That's right. My name's Mac McGeegee.
And I'm Storb, the wonder kid who never saw anything.
Matt. Do you know your gibberish absurdity? You go to the wonder kid, I go to someone's ridiculous.
Yeah, the ridiculous.
Yeah, the ridiculous something.
You do love a Bakersfield Steve and the Electric Beef.
Yeah, that's just another one. That's just a classic.
What we're trying to say is that we're lazy. Folks, This is an email from Monica Farlow. Matt and Mark, love the show. Thought you might want to know, if you don't already, that Spelling Bee star Akash Bukati has made his dancing debut on Dancing with the Stars Juniors. What a treat for Pistol Shrimps Radio Script Spelling Bee listeners. Thanks for the laughs, Monica. Yeah, we're cheering for Akash. I don't watch the show, but I'll check it out.
That's right.
You should check it out, too, folks. Go online, find Dancing with the Stars Jr. I've seen little tiny clips of it, and he looks great. He looks like he really can do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless him.
Hell of a dancer, that kid. All right.
Ball's back in. Three-point lady is going to pass it in.
I think she's just three-point lady
That's all she does.
And she's about to do it again right here. Ooh, we got a little...
Oh, don't shoot the ball after the toot-toot. Stop gilding the lily, you Christ hammers.
Don't go chase and shoot the ball. All right, 24 will pass into 10. 10, shots up. No good.
Rebound, Gray, Boogie.
Nobody.
Back to Clipper. Clipper to Clipper.
Thomas is on her like glue on a thing that got glue on it. We gotta. Oh, she's really traveling to me, but that's, again.
Who's traveling?
Number, whoever just had the ball, the Clipper, yeah.
She's traveling.
Not.
I shouldn't yell that while the Shrimps have it.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Shot from the corner, no good. It's
shot
out of bounds.
Shot from the corner, and it's out of bounds.
We've got 7:40 on the clock.
We've got 7:40 on the clock.
Did I hear, Matt, that you went to see Def Leppard in Journey?
I sure as shit did.
Is that, you told James that last week.
Yeah.
How many Def Leppard, how many new songs they play?
More than you would think.
There's a bucket for Hanma Boogie, 29-17.
And by new, I mean post-hysteria, like they Let's Get Rocked.
Of course they're going to play that. Did
they all brought acoustic instruments out on the like thrust stage and did like two steps behind acoustic.
Two steps behind?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be two steps behind.
Yeah.
That one, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Clippers just scored again, 31-17.
And I love Def Leppard. I wanted to be Joe Elliott so bad.
How'd it go?
It didn't end up happening. Anyway, but
Thomas scores 31-19, 6:48 on the clock. So the show was good? It was not good.
It was good, yeah. It was
good.
But
too much new stuff. You just want hysteria back to back.
Pretty much. Maybe with a, you know, a little bit of pyromania
a little photograph
in there.
An
occasional Die Hard the Hunter or Fafoolin, you know.
Fafoolin! Well, down there on Maui, there's a restaurant called Fu Lin Chinese Food.
Down there on Maui, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money and they'll steal your heart. Lonesome Jill, she's in love with old Stan. Go out and live into the frying pan.
I don't think you're making this up. I don't think you're making this up because the rhymes are hitting the right spot.
Trying.
Well, that's on and on.
Then he smiles when it feels like crying. On and on. On and on. On and on.
This
the first time. This last time. Makes me feel
Thomas
so
Thomas scores
sad.
33-21.
If you know it. Show it. There's a thousand men. You know that song?
I do now.
This has Stephen been Bishop on
this
and
has
on.
Been Yacht Rock.
Oh, God. That's got pedal steel in it, that song.
I'm sure it does. It's probably got all kinds of shit that it doesn't need in it, but.
it needs it. He also sings, something's telling me it might be you.
Yeah, I know that one.
Telling me it might be you.
Thomas, long shot.
All
in.
All of my life. I've been
35-24, Pistol Shrimps against the Yacht Rockers. Oh. We got a swatting two kids on the head foul. The referee sort of did like a Frankenstein swatting
you
two
into
kids
swatting?
On the head. I've been swatting so hard sometimes that my wife wonders where I've been all day.
I watched a little mini documentary on swatting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you learn any new techniques?
Yeah, man. I got this one I'm going to try. I'm going to swat.
You goofy foot or you regular foot?
I'm a goofy footer.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a southpaw swatter.
I can't imagine going the other way.
Could you call SWAT on a SWAT team? Like another city SWAT team on a SWAT team?
I smell a script going. Like a SWAT team goes rogue?
No.
No. You just
SWAT,
think.
You know what swatting is? That practical joke when you call someone and say, like, there's an active shooter in this house. And
don't
they,
do that.
No, obviously don't do that. But that's what the horrible thing is that people are doing. It's called swatting. Like, gamers do it to each other. Like, if there's a feud online.
Oh, I don't like this at
all.
No,
it's awful. It's like a horrible thing. But could you theoretically call a SWAT team and say, you need to go to the, like, hey, Santa Ana SWAT, you need to go to the Tustin SWAT house because one of them's gone wrong.
Are you sending the Santa Ana team to stop the Tustin team from going to a place that they shouldn't be going?
No, I'm SWATting a SWAT team.
So
I'm lying about what's happening at one SWAT office.
So let's say the Tustin SWAT office, everything's cool. They're making chili. They're watching reruns of God knows, Dear John, probably.
For sure.
Some.
No, those two things are happening.
Okay, and yeah. Then, you know, Jim's probably bragging about his wife. Oh, hello. Hello, Tustin SWAT team.
Oh, you guys got to get down to Irvine SWAT office, headquarters, the head office.
Why are
there's violent situation.
We'll send a team right away.
Please do.
Okay, guys, get up.
And when you get there, could you credit my screen name?
You got it. What is it?
Red Dead Fortnite Overwatch Redemption 2.
You got it.
Minecraft.
Okay. Hey, everyone, pause Dear John and put the chili down. We
no
got to go down to Irvine.
No, I've told everyone. I told the SWAT boss I do not go SWATting during Dear John.
Well, it's a DVD. We can pause it.
It doesn't matter. Those things can get laser rot.
Tonight on Laser Rot.
Robert De Niro Jr. That's 3 minutes and 38 seconds. If you've missed basketball game calling, talk to your clergyman.
Yeah, have you missed it? Oh, God.
It's 35 to 24. The Shrimps have lessened the gap a little bit here. 3 minutes, 24 seconds left on the clock.
There's a point for Paisley Gray, 35-26.
A point for Paisley Gray, starring Sissy Spacek.
Brother Spacek.
Sister Spacek, the nun.
Sister Spacek, oh, the time has come.
Sister Spacek, oh, the time has come.
37-26, Clippers just scored. Hey, guys, so sad. This is from Anthony DeRubius. Sad to hear about this being the last season. Anyways, I figured I'd send this email now since you won't be around in the spring for it. Well, we'll still have an email address.
That sounds like mortally.
I really enjoyed your National Spelling Bee coverage, and my friends and I decided we wanted to do a watch party this coming year and take bets on the final round as well as a drinking game.
Love it.
Are you guys going to cover it again this year by chance so we can use the podcast with the video coverage?
I would love to do it again. Why don't you tweet at Earwolf? And
sure.
Send a postcard to Colin Anderson. Oh, it's time for free throw scriptures. They're over.
I guess they are.
But I did the scripture in the Bible that just goes, the end.
So do you have any ideas for a drinking game for the final round? My drinking game for the final round of the spelling bee would be drink if a kid gets one wrong.
Yeah, really.
Because then you're going to drink about 8 to 10...
That's a Clippers points.
Drinks.
Or what was the thing they're not supposed to do?
Personal shout-outs?
Yeah. That's a bit. You have to drink a full shot if someone does a personal shout-out.
I'm just trying to like think of a reasonable drinking game that's not going to get anybody sick. Mm. And I feel like the kids get them wrong pretty infrequently. But frequently enough that you'd still have a good time.
That's right.
And then they said, if you have any Pittsburgh fans that would be interested, I'd love to include them, too, somehow. So if you live in Pittsburgh, go find Anthony DeRubius, and you can watch the spelling bee at his house.
Yeah.
All right, 39-26, minute 22 on the clock. This one is pretty much over, Matt, wouldn't you say?
Unfortunately, I think you're right, Mark.
They need 13 points, and they're hard to come by tonight. Clippers have the ball. They're playing keep away.
Is that traveling?
No.
I've been doing some hard traveling blues. I've been doing some hard traveling blues.
Is that Tracy Chapman's follow-up to Fast Car?
You got a fast car, it's a fast enough, you got a fast, sold!
Tracy Chapman, world's slowest auctioneer.
I get a five, and five will get you $5.01. $5.01 will get you $5.02. $5.02, break it in half. $5.02.5. $5.02.75. $5.03. $5.03, sold.
Matt, people want to know why no one's photoshopped Amish Lobot.
Get on Amish Lobot. Did you put a picture of Amish Lobot up?
I don't think I did.
You should.
I don't think I took one.
I did.
Free throws.
And the Bible Garage was open 3 days a month for the annual sales-a-thon.
Bartleby, the assistant manager, never showed up for work one day, so a search party was formed.
And John the Baptist got a tattoo of a birthmark and said, try to find it.
Oh, boy.
I want to play a little game.
What What the search party did not know, though, was that John the Baptist had several birthmarks that were identical to the tattoo, and thus it was hard to find. Like finding a needle in a haystack or a birthmark tattoo in a birthmark stack.
And it was that day that Lord Jesus the God revealed that John the Baptist was actually shit at baptism. And he got the name for on a name sale.
Game's over here at Pan Pacific Park. We're going to have one more free throw, maybe? But it's sort of, yeah, that's a Pyrrhic victory.
Boners! That's what I think of this game.
Boners! 39-28, your final score. Clippers win. I think the Shrimps are, they've won a few games. They've lost a few games this
season.
I wouldn't
begrudge the Shrimps if they went over there and on that high five walk just all went like slicked their hair back.
I've been in this high five line after a rough
hockey
game or something like that.
I did it in soccer, yeah.
Boy, would you just go, good game, you. Good. Ugh.
I'd go like, high five, good game, good game. Eric Bilsma, what are you doing here? Are we cool?
Hey, can you pin my brother down? Just real quick.
That wasn't him.
I know, Matt.
Okay. I don't know what that guy's name was. We were also, by the way, riding on a bicycle that had a sidecar on it.
You know someone's dad built that
they
shit.
Did. They did. Yeah. One dad was a welder, and then it got sold throughout the neighborhood, so I like bought it for $20 or $30.
You still have it?
No, I sold it off. Like, it truly was this kind of like... Use it or lose it.
Use it till you're too big for it?
No, like use it until you... Because it was actually quite a burden, but I did put like an electronically ignited smoke screen on it and a thumbtack dropper.
And how old were you when you did this?
8th grade, I think.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, folks, that's the end of the Pistol Shrimps game, but it's not the end of the season yet. We have some more games. One of them's coming up next week, October 23rd. The LA Lakers. The LA Lakers are probably playing the Minnesota Timberwolves or some shit. But while that's going on, the Pistol Shrimps take on Slam Drunks, Lake Street Gymnasium, 8 p.m., October 23rd, 2018.
That is the Goldilocks of situations for this. It's neither horrible nor great.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's an okay gym. The parking is better.
Optimum place is obviously North Weddington, but what's your optimum time?
For me?
Yeah.
I do like the earlier times.
I do too, because then you upload the episode and you watch some curious creations of Mistine McConnell.
Or you watch Rambo Jr., just a couple old episodes.
Man, I wish Rambo Jr. was a real thing.
You can watch Dear John.
Murdoch, I'm coming for you. Do we get to win this time? I'm expendable.
Fully expendable?
Yeah. Fully expendable.
Hey, Matt, so you don't have any... You're leaving Halloween to the wife.
Yeah.
And then you have a horse in your yard. I know you have a scary face projection on your house.
Yeah, it moves and fades in and out. It's freaky.
You have a pumpkin with a Jason mask on it. You have a giant skull on your steps.
But that just was there.
We put a skeleton out in front of the house.
Yeah.
And Mr. Bones, the skeleton my wife made out of paper plates when she was probably 6 years old.
Aww.
Still have it. We put it up every year. That's probably nice. Coming up now that we're home. I don't have any Halloween plans, though.
You don't?
Yeah,
well,
but should
come on over.
Should I go get the tar scared out of me somewhere?
No, well, we usually go to South Pasadena because there's a great walk around. It's like where the Michael Myers house is, and there's like 40 given Michael Myers is walking around, and there's haunted houses and like families and fun stuff.
I just read in an LA paper that our neighborhood is the number 2 trick-or-treating destination in Los Angeles.
Really?
But we are right outside of Ground Zero. We're
9/11?
No, Matt. Oh. Of trick or treating.
Oh, because that seems weird.
Of 10/31. We're 5 blocks away from pandemonium.
Oh, really?
Our neighborhood gets so crazy.
North, west, south, where? Of you?
Just a little east of us.
Oh, like by the Nerdist Mansion?
Yeah. It gets real crazy up there.
Oh, wow.
It's like
South Pass is like that.
It's like all the kids from Johnny's Gang and Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Somehow multiplied, and then all of them
showed
up. Well,
they did, you know.
Well, yeah.
Someone fed them after midnight.
Well, from Pan Pacific Park, where the buzzers are long and the drinks are strong, this is Pistol Shrimps Radio. My name's I. Jack Kinsler.
My name's Buck Wid, the Wabio.
But I just changed my name.
To what?
Uncle Steve and the Electric Beef.
Well, I just changed it again.
You changed your name or mine?
Mine.
Okay. What'd you change it to?
Your name.
Okay. I just changed my name.
Well, I changed it real quicker first.
Oh, you changed your name before you changed my name?
What's your name?
My name is Phil Collins, no jacket required on Laserdisc.
See, I got there first, so it must have been me.
I feel like we did it at the exact same
time. But I said...
I just changed my name, though.
To what?
Phil Collins,
No.
I just changed my name again.
To what?
Kochi Onosif. My name is Nosif, the negative Joseph. Just ask me a question.
You need me to ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
When would you like me to ask you a question?
I'm either Nosif or Yasser.
Oh, so it has to be a yes or no question.
A Yasser or Nosif?
Would you like me to ask you a yes or no question?
Hey, bitch.
Okay.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.